Chapter 6. From City Life to Country Life. One morning, the housekeeper and the servants were all feeling uneasy. Every morning, when they would come downstairs to start the day, they would find the front door open. After a few days of this strange occurrence, everyone began to worry that it was a thief. But nothing had been taken from the house. Then one night, a servant saw something white at the top of the stairs. Thinking it was a ghost and the house must be haunted, Miss Rottenmeier wrote to Mr. Sesemann. She asked him to come home as soon as possible. Mr. Sesemann came home a few days later. He immediately called for the doctor to come to the house. The doctor arrived after everyone else had gone to sleep. Then the two men shut themselves in a room and waited for the ghost to appear. When they heard a strange noise after midnight, both men crept out of the room. There was Heidi standing at the front door in her white nightgown. She didn't know how she had gotten there. The doctor took her back up to her room. After he had spoken a little to Heidi and told her to go back to sleep, the doctor returned to Mr. Sesemann. "Sir," he said, "let me first tell you that your little visitor is a sleepwalker. She is the ghost who has been opening up the front door at night. Secondly, the child is consumed with homesickness, and as a result, she is becoming very ill. You must send her back to her home immediately, for it is the only cure for what troubles her." The doctor's words were a shock to Mr. Sesemann. He had no idea that Heidi was missing her home so much. He and the doctor then spoke for some time about what to do next. By the morning, Mr. Sesemann had already informed the servants to prepare everything for Heidi's departure. He then went to speak with his daughter. Clara was very upset by the news, and at first she made all kinds of suggestions for keeping Heidi with her. However, her father was firm. He promised Clara that he would take her to Switzerland in the summer to visit Heidi. One of the servants that Heidi had grown to like, Sebastian, was put in charge of taking Heidi home. He was also told to deliver a letter to her grandfather, written by Mr. Sesemann, which would explain everything. Heidi was soon called down to breakfast. When she greeted Mr. Sesemann, she didn't seem excited at all. "I see you don't know about my plan," he said to her. "You are going home today." "Home," Heidi said quietly. She could hardly believe the news. She was in such a state of shock during breakfast that she only ate a little bit of food. After breakfast, Heidi went into the study to see Clara and to say goodbye. Clara had put many things in Heidi's trunk for her, and in their delight, the children forgot that the time had come for them to separate. Then someone called out, "The carriage is here," and Heidi had to leave her friend for now. Many hours went by in the carriage, and then on the train. All of a sudden, before Heidi expected it, a voice called out, "Mayenfeld!" Sebastian and Heidi quickly got off the train. Heidi still needed to get to Dorfli, so Sebastian asked around, and a man with a cart agreed to take Heidi there. Once everything was arranged, Sebastian gave Heidi the letter for her grandfather from Mr. Sesemann. He told her to be very careful not to lose it on her way home, and she promised to keep it safe. Heidi's trunk was then lifted into the cart, and it was time for her to go. Sebastian shook hands with Heidi, said goodbye, and watched as the cart rolled away toward the mountains. It was about 5 o'clock when they drove into Dorfli. Heidi thanked the man for giving her a ride and told him that her grandfather would collect her trunk soon. She then started up the mountain path toward her grandfather's hut. Heidi climbed up the path from Dorfli as quickly as she could. Finally, she saw grandfather sitting in his usual spot, smoking his pipe. Before he had time to see who was coming, Heidi rushed up to him and threw her arms around his neck. Heidi kept repeating, "Grandfather, grandfather," but the old man said nothing. For the first time in many years, his eyes were wet with tears. So you have come back to me, Heidi? He asked. Did they send you away? Oh, no, Grandfather, said Heidi. You must not think that. They were kind to me, but I could not bear being away from home any longer. And she handed him the letter from Mr. Sesemann, which he read and then put in his pocket. It was with a happy heart that Heidi lay down in her bed that night. She didn't stir at all in the night. She also had no need to wander about in her sleep. The great longing in her heart was now satisfied because she was finally home again on the mountain. A few days later, Heidi went to visit Grandmother. She ran until she reached the hut and burst through the front door. "Who is there?" cried a voice from the corner. That was how dear Heidi used to run in here. "It's me, Grandmother," cried Heidi as she ran over to the old woman and hugged her tightly. Grandmother was overcome with happiness. Heidi was soon chattering about this and that when she spotted Grandmother's songbook. Suddenly, a happy idea struck her. "Grandmother, I can read now. Would you like me to read you a song from your old book?" "Oh, yes," said Grandmother, surprised and delighted. "Can you really read now, Heidi?" Heidi had already lifted the book down from the shelf. She sat beside the old woman and began to read a beautiful song. Grandmother listened with a look of joy on her face. Heidi returned home with a feeling of peace in her heart. When she entered the hut, she found a letter waiting for her. Clara had written to say that the house had been boring since Heidi left. But the good news was that she was coming to visit Heidi when the weather was warm again. Grandmama had also arranged to join her. Heidi could barely contain her excitement and jumped up and down. She couldn't wait to see them again.